Hey, fellow high functioners, welcome to today's installment of The Disaster Diaries. So last night I stayed up super late with Brandon because he doesn't have to work late on Fridays, but so he gets home usually before I would go to bed anyway. And so we ended up staying up late. And so I slept in this morning until probably about 11, which is incredibly late for me, but it felt amazing and I had no idea it was that late. So I had to hurry up and get out of bed. And I did my miracle morning and then got ready and we went to Sam's Club and Costco. We get bulk items, mostly bulk items there. So my mom gets zero sugar Sprite. They don't sell that at Sam's, they don't sell that at Costco. So we can get that at Sam's. And she likes the, I think it's called Nature's Twist lemonade. It comes in like 16.9 ounce bottles. So we get some of those. She buys it, but we pick it up. And she needed gas, so we brought her car and put gas in it. Then at Costco, that's where we get our protein shakes. And we love to look around Costco. They always have something different. And last time we went, Brandon got some I don't want to say undergarments because it's not like underwear, but it's like base wear for working because he works outside and, well, not necessarily outside, but it's not heated. He's in a building, but it's the air moves straight through. So in the wintertime, it's incredibly cold. So they had some thermal base wear, but not like Long John's. So last time we got some of those and they had a heated vest that was rechargeable, but we didn't know if he would be allowed to wear that. So he took a picture of it and asked his boss if he could have that, like if he would be allowed to bring that into the facility, because if you've been playing along at home, you know he's not allowed to bring a phone in. No electronics, no rechargeable devices typically either, but he was allowed to bring this in. So we checked to see if they still had them, and they did. So we were fortunate enough to get one of those to help him stay warmer this winter, and that'll be great because it's supposed to snow a little bit tomorrow, but we are expecting a possibility of 1 to 2 inches on Monday, which I am not happy about because my birthday hasn't happened yet. And I don't want snow before my birthday. Like, I don't even want snow on my birthday. And quite honestly, snow could stay away until December. I know some people love snow, and that's great. It's fine. But that's not me. I stocked up on my Oikos protein vanilla shake since my GLP-1 shot does make it difficult to eat sometimes, actually very frequently, but I have to make sure I'm getting protein. And we just do the best we can, right? I did not exercise today, unless we can count my steps, which is like 5,000 steps walking around these stores. When we got home, we have a garage refrigerator and we have one in the house, of course, but we cleaned out both and that's never fun. Actually, there's not very much to clean out in the garage. It was more of a reorganization of the freezer. And so that one wasn't difficult, but Brandon is one who likes to put things in bowls, and we have Pyrex bowls. So you can see what's in there, unless it's been in there a while and then you're just not quite sure. So yeah, we did a clean out. So I pulled everything out and I made him clean out his bowls because they were really gross and I wasn't going to do that. I did wash them. I partnered up with him, as you know, we should work together, right? So he left them in there and they got moldy and nasty, so he can clean the bowls out and then I'll wash them. So, and in case you're wondering, no, we do not have a dishwasher, unless you're talking about me or him. We have human manual labor. So that was fun. And the trash bag started leaking, so that was also gross, but he cleaned up the floor. And speaking of cleaning up the floor, I realized that we're on a no-spend November, but there was something that I found, and I have never done this before, but I'm just going to say, there's something that we really, I don't know if it's need, but it's incredibly beneficial for us. So we bought a Eureka something from the TikTok shop. I've never purchased anything from the TikTok shop, but apparently this Eureka vacuum mop thingy is incredible. So, you know, we got it to help with cleaning efforts around here because we don't have enough time usually. And given like how we get mentally exhausted, and then Brandon's job is very physical, so then he's also physically exhausted, we need as much help as we can get. Sam's, Costco, gas for my mom's car, because we use her car to bring her to the appointments that she needs and to run any errands for her. And then anything for the dogs, we, if it's a drop-off pickup sort of thing, then we use our car for one trip and her car for the other one usually, since one dog is hers and one dog is mine. So we just try to share as much as possible. Oh, while we were out, we stopped by Crumble. If you have Crumble Cookie in your area and you partake in Crumble, you may or may not know that they had Martha Stewart this week, or not her, but her desserts. And so I don't remember what all was on the menu, but we wanted to try her chocolate chip cookie thins. And so we stopped and got some of those, and we did like a little cheers in the parking lot with, there was a two pack, the cookies come in a package of two and they are super thin. And we did a little cheers in the parking lot with the cookies, and they are really good. And I have to say that's probably the best cookie that I've ever had in my whole life. And I make some pretty dang good cookies, like personally make really good cookies, but they're crispy and buttery and chewy. They're just delicious. Anyway, at Sam's. So Sam's Club, at least here where we live, we can get a 12-pack of Oikos Pro shakes in chocolate. And then the vanilla ones at Costco come in a package of 18. So I got one pack of chocolate and two packs of vanilla. And then my mom, she likes the chocolate ones. And I know this because she stole my chocolate shake one day. I couldn't find it, and then she told me she didn't have it, but then it was by her seat. So, and I don't go there. So, yep, she had it. And she decided that she wanted to have some of those. And so we picked up a pack of those for her as well. And she got a new pair of slippers for herself because it's getting cold, as I mentioned. And, well, she needs a new pair of slippers. Oh, by the way, those Martha Stewart cookie thins, chocolate chip cookie thins. Yeah. Hashtag dangerous. They're not just delicious. They're dangerous. So if they ever come back and you want to try them, please be careful. You've been warned. We ate a fairly late dinner. We still need to go to Aldi tomorrow, possibly Walmart or Target or something, do a pickup order or delivery order, because everybody needs windshield washer solution. Every car is now has a light on. And so I keep forgetting to get that. I keep forgetting to put it on the list. And so, well, actually, Brandon doesn't need it for his car. But at least I don't think he does. So I keep forgetting to put it on the list, and that's on me. But we ate a fairly late dinner, and then we watched the IU game, Indiana University, in case you don't know which IU I'm talking about, from this afternoon. And that game was crazy. It was a really, really, really good game. And yeah, the end was phenomenal. Could not believe it. Exciting, exciting win for the Hoosiers. And definitely a first against Penn State at home at Penn State. So yeah, right now it's incredibly late. This is going to go up appearing on time, but it is like 1 o'clock in the morning and I have to get this up and do a little bit of yoga stretching. I'll probably do that nighttime yoga that I did on Saturday or Sunday last week. It's a pretty relaxing one. So, or the calming one that I really love, but that one takes a really long time. Or I could just do my own little routine, which is fine. I've done yoga for long enough that I can figure it out on my own. And, so yeah, that's it for today. I'll see you tomorrow with my next installation of the Disaster Diaries.